Well, the message may be clear, but the skies will also be clear this weekend in many parts of the country. Clear and blue, sunshine and temperatures of up to 25 degrees forecast. And it's probably safe to say that not everyone will stick to the rules. So how concerned are local authorities about enforcing the lockdown during this bank holiday weekend? We're joined now by the leader of the London Borough of Hammersmith and Fulham, Stephen Cohen. Stephen, how worried are you and the other councillors you've been speaking to about people not following the instructions?
I think it's fair to say that everyone is extremely worried. Most people are following the rules, social distancing, and in the process, stopping the virus killing more people. But there are still a small number of people who, whether it's that they're in denial or whether they're doing it inadvertently, but they're failing to observe social distancing rules in some areas like parks and on the riverfronts. And that will cause the contagion to spread to thousands of people because that's how it is working. And there is a fair degree of alarm. I was in a conference call with all London council leaders earlier today, and that was the common denominator, a great deal of nervousness about what's going to happen this weekend and will the virus be spread or will it be respect? Will people respect social distancing?
You have closed the borough's parks before and reopened them. What's the plan for the weekend then?
So we closed the parks before the lockdown happened because thousands of people were spreading the disease onto each other. We opened them again when the law changed and we could police it properly 4 days later after the lockdown came in. This weekend, our riverfront is packed with people. So we're deemed the riverfront a no-go area for runners and cyclists between 10 and a.m. and 6 p.m. for the next 4 days. And we're asking people really to try and show each other some respect. So if people want to take the dog for a walk or someone's recuperating and wants to stroll along the riverfront, they can do that between those hours without fear of someone fit running past them and possibly not respecting social distance.
And how are you enforcing that?
Well, we normally have 12 police, parks police. We've gone to over 100. We've put street marshals and there's police operations all along the riverfront. So we'll be enforcing it using the law, but starting off as in the traditional way of British policing by asking people to respect the law and warning them about how things are meant to work.
And you've also got extra park staff. I think you've roughly doubled your park staff, haven't you? I mean, how sustainable is this?
Well, it's all about perspectives, because I understand how difficult it is for people to come to terms with a pandemic. But earlier today, I was reading the mortuary briefing, and our chief executive yesterday spent the day in a new mortuary looking at dead bodies packed up in one of the biggest new mortuaries we've built in the post-war period. And just before I came on air, I was talking to a doctor who'd come straight from a intensive care unit, where she's told me about police being in the unit, fit police officers who've contracted the disease. So my job, having seen that, is to stop more people being in that scenario. It's sustainable because I'm not prepared to see anyone hurt or anyone killed because of basic things like social distancing weren't adhered to. And that's why it's gone from 12 parks police officers to over 100 people now policing this in our parks and riverfront. This is very serious. And saving lives is very serious. And we think that's a price worth paying.
Stephen Cohen, leader of the London Borough of Hammersmith and Fulham, thanks very much.